Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Today is CIUT's 35th anniversary, and we plan to be around for at least another 35 years more. This week, I'm looking at two new movies, one from Lithuania and another from Canada, now playing in virtual cinemas or video on demand. There's a sailor who jumps off a ship to escape Soviet domination, and a blind cat sitter who uses a phone app to escape from a gang of thieves. But first, to celebrate CIUT's 35th anniversary, here's a clip of two of my earliest recorded reviews, originally broadcast in January 2010. And here I talk about two Quebec directors, Xavier Dolan and Denis Villeneuve, who recently directed Dune, very early on in their careers. Not surprisingly, some of the most interesting ones are from Quebec. Try to catch J'ai tué ma mère, I Killed My Mother, a coming-of-age comic drama about a gay teenager and his troubles with his gauche and difficult but loving mother. Hubert, Xavier Dolan, doesn't get along with his mother. He's smart and well-read, but he isn't doing well in school. He'd rather spend time with his boyfriend, Antonine, smoking pot than in his own home. Hubert and his mother, played perfectly by Anne Dorval, each try to win one another's affections, but things always devolve into shouting fights between mother and son until he's forced to move out. It's a low-budget movie, but really well done, with believable characters, funny lines, interesting story, good acting, and amazingly, this semi-autobiographical film was directed and written by the same 19-year-old who plays the main character. And it's a good movie, not just because it was directed by a kid. Another Quebec film, beautifully done but not as successful in my eyes, is Polytechnique, directed by Denis Villeneuve, a fictionalized version of the 1989 massacre of 14 women at École Polytechnique, the engineering school at the University of Montreal. It's similar to Gus Van Sant's great movie Elephant from 2003, which was about the killings at Columbine. But Polytechnique was shot in black and white. It is an upsetting and moving period drama of that horrible massacre in which a crazed gunman shot as many women as he could because they were, quote, feminists. Which brings me to my beef with this movie. Like so many other movies, it feels like it can't bear to tell a story through the point of view of a woman. The director gives us the killer's private thoughts, as well as some of the victims, in other words, all the women, but then feels obliged to create a heroic male counterpart to the villain. So we get something that feels like the old silent movies where a Dudley Do-Right rides in to try to rescue the damsel in distress tied to the railway tracks from the bad guy. Since it's a made-up dramatization anyway, would it have been so difficult to make the tragic fictional hero a woman instead of a man in a movie about the massacre of women? As I said, it's a beautifully shot movie, black and white, set in a wintry Montreal. It's visually great, and except for my problem with the film itself, is a good telling of the tragedy, which is a difficult story to tell. Okay, now back to 2022. The Jump, directed by Giedra Zikita. It's November 1970. Simas Kudirka is a Lithuanian sailor who is married with children. He works aboard a huge ship, the Sovetskaya Litva. Simas has been enchanted by the idea of going to sea since he was a young man, picturing swaying palms and exotic tropical climes. Instead, though, he ends up in a drab, gray North Atlantic sea. But his life turns upside down when the ship he's on, seeking shelter from bad weather, anchors near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. They are approached by the Vigilant, a U.S. Coast Guard boat, and in a sudden, spontaneous decision, Simas jumps from the deck of his ship onto the much smaller Coast Guard boat. He says he's defecting from the Soviet Union and seeking asylum in the U.S. But in a surprising decision, when KGB officers board the Vigilant, the Americans turn down his plea and give him back. Remember, this is during the Cold War when relations between the U.S. and the USSR are tenuous at best, with both countries fighting proxy wars all around the world. And both have enough ready to launch nuclear weapons to destroy the whole planet many times over. So Simmas is taken back and he's sentenced to prison for treason. But that's not the end of the story. He becomes a political hot potato in the U.S., where widespread protests spearheaded by Lithuanian Americans turn him into a cause célèbre about the Baltic states. Will he ever be released from prison, and will he reach the United States? The Jump is a Lithuanian documentary that revisits his case 50 years later. It incorporates contemporary news stories like Walter Cronkite, footage from a TV movie made about him, played by Alan Arkin, and new interviews with all the main people involved. Former KGB agents, retired Coast Guard sailors, politicians, and the American women who tirelessly worked towards his release, and of course, Simas Kudirka himself. The Jump is a fascinating story about how one man can lead to monumental changes. It doesn't go deeply into political critiques. This is more of a personal story colored with a nationalist point of view. But it is a good story and interesting to watch. See for Me, directed by Randall Okita. Sophie, played by Skylar Davenport, was once a young competitive alpine skier with Olympic ambitions. But her athletic career was cut short when she lost her vision. Now, she lives with her mother and earns a meager living as a cat sitter. She's angry and frustrated, but she takes a last-minute job in a remote glass and wooden house deep in a forest. It's luxurious and well-paying because the recently divorced owner, a very rich woman, is heading abroad on vacation. It's also Sophie's first time using a new app on her phone that her overprotective mother gave her. It's called See For Me. That's the title of the film, too. And it hooks up visually impaired people with random helpers around the world. For example, the user holds up the phone and the helper will tell her which way to turn, where to pick up a lost item, or how to read directions on a label. And when Sophie finds herself locked out and alone on a cold winter's day, it proves invaluable. The helper assigned to her that time, Kelly, played by Jessica Parker Kennedy, is a former Marine and video game enthusiast. She teaches Sophie how to break into a house through a sliding door. But that's small potatoes compared with what happens that evening. She wakes up to hear strange voices in the house. They're professional thieves trying to break into a safe in a building they assumed would be empty. And it turns out they're armed and dangerous. An escape is impossible. There's nowhere to go in the middle of a snowy forest. And, of course, she can't drive because she's blind. It's up to Kelly to help Sophie navigate her way around the house and away from danger. But can a far-off ex-Marine save a blind woman, or to teach her to shoot to kill? See For Me is a good Canadian thriller about a seemingly helpless woman in a battle with nefarious criminals. It has a fair level of tension with a few unexpected twists, and the two main characters, Sophie and Kelly, played by Davenport and Kennedy, are great. My biggest problem with it is it reduces most of the conflict down to a series of shootouts, like it's an old Western. Guns to the rescue. Even a blind woman can kill me men as long as she has a handgun. Kelly seems really eager to kill lots of people, even by proxy, and Sophie is less than blameless herself. No spoilers here. Still, if you're itching to see a wintertime Cabin in the Woods thriller, this one's not bad. See For Me is now available on video on demand, and The Jump opens this weekend in virtual cinemas across Canada, including Sudbury, Montreal, and London. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.